Welcome to my jungle of South Florida real estate, the High Octane Real Estate Podcast. It's Pam Orzan, your host for this crazy stories of all the real estate in South Florida, the behind the scenes antics of a day in the life of me. Also, my team. The shit that you had no idea goes on. The funny arguments with other realtors. The odd things people ask me. And the unexpected things that happen while showing homes, which people are always surprised at. You'll meet members of my real estate band, from the lenders to the title companies, to the home inspectors, past customers, and of course, my amazing team of realtors. You'll hear the crazy stories and funny and sometimes obnoxious things that happen and how we work to get them resolved. I started in real estate 23 years ago, I can't even believe. And I was 28 years old, so you can do the math now to figure out how old I am. And I came from the fashion industry, actually. I was an assistant buyer, and I worked for a place in Boca that's a catalog you probably all know, but I'm not going to say their name because we're talking real estate today. And we're talking my real estate company, Coastal Living South Florida. But I was one of those like assistant buyers for old ladies' clothes, we'll just say. And I did that for a little while and realized I wasn't really thrilled with that. And there was a realtor who had my mom's house listed for sale. And I went there for dinner one night and she was showing the house. And this woman seemed like the biggest flake I have ever met in my entire life. She was flipping her hair. She was going to get her nails done. And she's, it's so easy, you should just try it. So I guess I'm just one of those people. I just go by the seat of my pants. It's always done me well. And I took the real estate test. Funny enough, that realtor is one of the top producing realtors today in Boca. And she's amazing, actually. She sells very high-end homes. And she just had such a happy-go-lucky attitude that I thought she was flaky, which is a great thing because in any profession, you want to be happy and have fun. And so she was there and I aspired to be her. So I did this and I joined Coldwell Banker and completely green. I didn't even own a house. And I walked in and the woman that was sitting on the, we call it floor duty, the agent, when you walk into a real estate office where you want to buy a house and you're like, hi, can I buy a house? She was sitting there, Barbara, and she ended up being one of my best friends. She was older than my own mother at that. Wow. Always. And she was amazing. And we just became friends. It was such a fun office. But I didn't stay there long because I realized that they had the best training at that time. But I wanted to move on and build my business a little bit. So I moved over to Century 21. I was there for about 4 years. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the beer garden in Boca. It was right in front of that. So it was a great location. Of course, I frequented all the bars, even at lunchtime sometimes. We don't have to tell her. Although maybe I just did. It's a fun job. And my very first deal though is actually funny. I wanna go back to that. My very first deal, I was at Coldwell Banker and I was given, because my broker thought I was really like a go-getter and I was so young. And he gave me a listing. I want to say it was Pompano, maybe it was North Lauderdale, something like that. It was a little house and we're going to call it maybe like a little shitty house. It was empty, dead roaches everywhere. The backyard, one of the neighbors had roosters. So every time I'd show it, I'm like, please don't let the roosters start to screech. So this couple bought it. They didn't really speak English very well. And their realtor, who was an interesting guy, he was about 40 years older than me. I think he was Finnish, if I remember correctly. I think he was from Finland, and he was incessantly hitting on me. And we would sit at the home inspection, and he would say lewd things. And I was 28. I was young and dumb and came from a corporate situation. So I'll never forget, I went back to my office, and I said to my broker, what do I do about this guy? He's like disgusting and creepy, and he's older than my parents. And he started laughing and he said, honey, get used to it. You're a young girl and you're going to do if you smile and just kind of let it roll off your back. And that's what I did, obviously, because that's just how I roll. But he was laughing, thinking, you just, this is a totally different world. And that's what real estate is. Sometimes it's just off the walls. So that first deal actually closed second, which is so funny because it was hard. Nothing like they taught you. And the people that were buying it had a hard time with their mortgage. So they couldn't get the mortgage. Then they didn't, whatever. I don't know what was going on. If it was a language barrier, I have no idea. Nonetheless, I had to incessantly talk to this creepy old man. So it finally went to go close. And we go to do the walkthrough. And there are disgusting dead roaches all over the floor, smashed into the carpet. And the guy, the buyer, came to the walkthrough with no shoes. He was wearing no shoes, which I'll be honest, 23 years into this, I've never had that ever happen again. So he was wearing no shoes and he was walking on top of the roaches. He just didn't even, it was disgusting. So pieces of the roaches are flying around. And I'm like, can I get out of here? Can I get out of here? And I'm self-assured and sometimes can be a badass. But in this particular case, I'm like, this is disgusting. Let me just go home. So my second deal was this lovely couple who ended up buying a for sale by owner in Boynton Beach. And their house closed first because the other deal was so hard. So it goes to show you sometimes in any profession, they can train you, and then you get thrown in. And the real estate biz is one of those just crazy anything goes businesses. So I was thrown in and I couldn't expect anything that happened. And so my second deal that closed first, they were lovely and the house was beautiful. It was for sale by owner, but they didn't want to pay a realtor. And typically the seller pays the fee. So the buyers paid me and they refused to do a home inspection. And I'm like, I was taught you have to have a home inspection. Why didn't you have a home inspection? And I'm going to tell you guys, always have a home inspection, seriously. But they wouldn't do it. So she says, I'm just not going to do it. I said, okay, cool. But you're going to sign a paper that I told you to. This way I don't get it and I told you. So that's what we did. But it closed first. It was really cool. The other one closed easy breezy. And those sellers had no idea it was my first deal. So that was a cool thing. But goes to show you, you just got to roll with the punches sometimes. And then as the years go by and you get a little bit more experienced, some of these crazy things still happen, but you can mitigate it maybe a little bit better. Now I have a whole array of lenders and things like that to maybe get things done. But the fun part of this business, which is where here we are with the high octane real estate, is we used to, it's not so much anymore, which is really a shame, but the brokers open houses, all of the builders and all of the developers. And here in South Florida, there's not that much anymore. GL Homes is building all the way out west all the time, but they don't have the parties that they used to have. And there were a few of them, I'll be honest with you, I don't remember driving home. So you just walk around, you're holding your glass, they're refilling it. I'll never forget the Oaks in Boca, in West Boca. Maybe it's Delray. I don't know. It's up there. I think it's Boca. The Oaks, they put us on a bus because the front entrance wasn't built yet and they had the model homes all the way in the back. So they put us on a bus. And as you get on the bus, everybody gets their own bottle of champagne to literally drink from the bottle of champagne. So we're all sitting on this like bus and they take us over to the home site and it is like a wedding. Or a bar mitzvah. It's got a DJ. It had shrimp. It had stations. It had so much stuff. Oh my God, we partied. We used to party on these builders all night. It was open bar. And like I said, driving home was always a little bit foggy, but not that I condone driving drunk, but this was just unexpected and so much fun. And those were the days of just real estate was just easy and people weren't so uptight and it was just all drinking and fun. And my friends all came really from this business at that time because I was relatively new here in South Florida from Cleveland. So I came here at 25, became a realtor at 28. And I just truly fell into it and decided that if I didn't love it, I was just going to go back to my old life. And now here I am, the broker owner of Coastal Living South Florida Real Estate. And I truly am qualified for nothing else. So here I am. I'm a realtor. I am living and breathing real estate, good, bad, and ugly. and sometimes very ugly. I knew this career was going to be a lot of ups and downs and some things we have control over and some things we don't. But it's always a fun thing, which is why I'm doing this podcast, because I think there's so much fun about it that you guys have no idea. And sometimes so annoying. There has been a few times that I have been pushed to take a cocktail to my desk. So those are the ones, those are the times that are going to bring you guys some really crazy effing stories. You're not even going to believe what I tell you. So what you're going to get out of this is going to be all the fun stories, but you're also going to get some practical stuff too. The real estate tips and tricks and the things that help you get through when these things get thrown at you. I've had some customers I'm hoping will come on and tell their crazy stories. Some of them are guilty. Some are not guilty, but we'll see. You guys will decide. So is it time for like headbanger housing, or is it too soon for headbanger housing?
Yeah, I think so, Pam.
Okay. So we're going to be playing a game. It's going to be called Headbanger Housing. And I'm going to ask questions to whoever my guest is. And today we don't have one because it's going to be the first show. So my friendly neighborhood podcast producer, Janine Stella, is going to get the privilege of answering the first question. Okay. Well, you better start thinking.
Okay.
Okay. Create a slogan
uh-huh.
for your dream home that would make it sell instantly.
Wide open legs.
I think they would be standing in line throwing offers at you. It's just what's going to go on like all the advertising. I love it.
Wide open legs.
I like it. Wide open legs. So it's going to be like wide open doors.
Like wide open, right. Like wide open doors. And then like a woman could be like on the billboard with like a, like.
With her legs open and like a house
yes,
in the middle.
And the house in the middle.
Right.
Yes.
I love it. With like a little swimming pool.
Yeah.
Swimming pool.
To test
like,
out the waters. And the car like driving into the garage and
right.
her
I love
like,
it.
Crotch.
Like wide open, baby. Wide open. I love it. I love it.
That would sell, right?
I think so. 100%. We'd have to pick the best location, of course. Maybe not Boca. I'm thinking Delray 100%.
Delray.
Delray 100%. Delray, we're really relaxed. Not, hey, Bocaites, I love you too, but Delray, we're much more relaxed.
We're more edgy.
Edgier. We're more fun, I'll be honest with you. Ask the Delray Beach Chamber, which maybe we can get some of those people on here too, because they're just a party crowd. But yeah, I love it. Wide open. I love this. All right.
This is a fun game, Pam.
I know. I like it. So the questions are going to probably get a little, maybe they'll get a little nicer. Maybe they'll get a little less nice. We'll see. It depends on my mood that day.
This is so awesome. I can't wait. So this game is called
Headbanger Housing.
Oh my gosh. This is fantastic.
Y'all that know me, I like the headbanging, but maybe I don't present.
Girl.
I don't present that way sometimes. But I like the headbanging. So we're going to tie that in a little bit. Hope you guys like that intro music too, because the headbanging, it's my gig. That's what gets me all riled up to sell real estate every morning.
Do you listen to that music like in like when you're driving
in the car?
In the car, like blasting?
Yeah, which is probably how also you guys know that I tend to have a heavy foot. I have been called an amazing realtor and a terrible driver by my customers. Quote unquote, amazing realtor, terrible driver. If I find you the right house, do you really care?
Do they write Google reviews and say,
the terrible driver, don't get in the car with her.
Terrible driver.
I don't think I'm a terrible driver. I think I'm an amazing driver, but I get you there. I have airbags, people. I have airbags. I don't know. I was thinking maybe I set up a bar. What do you think? In the trunk?
Oh, you could do. Oh, yeah.
And then that makes people a little bit calmer.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Or blindfolds.
Oh, I like it.
Blindfolds.
Oh, and then they don't even, you know what? Then it's surprise. Here's your dream
surprise.
Home.
Like you just,
here we are.
Up. Yeah.
I love it.
Pam's surprise.
I think so. We're going to have a bar set up in the back.
Sippy cups and blindfolds.
Exactly. And maybe things that people can't smell on your breath.
Okay.
You'll have to be careful of that. And some snacks.
Yeah.
Some snacks. All right. So this is the crazy shit you're going to hear week after week, but normally there will be some crazy stories and some of the funny things that you hear, that I hear, you're not even going to believe some of it. And yeah, the next time we're going to have a guest, I'm thinking mortgages or title. I don't know. I got to marinate on that. If it's going to be mortgages or title, my title guy, he is hysterical. I think you're going to love him. And nobody knows when you're listening to him that he's 10 feet tall. But anyway, I think you'll love it. But thanks, you guys, for listening to my first High Octane Real Estate podcast. Don't forget to follow, share, and leave me a 5-star review, or I might have to single you out on next week's podcast. Talk to you guys soon.